poor working conditions in the meatpacking industry made headlines during the pandemic, the Justice Department brought several cases against the chicken industry. Now, after a string of failures in court, the DOJ has announced a settlement in its lawsuit against several major poultry processing companies. The companies were accused of conspiring to suppress workers' wages for 20 years. Patrick Thomas has been following all of this for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Let's take this one detail at a time, and I hope you can begin with how this worked. They're accused of conspiring to keep worker pay down. How exactly did they allegedly do that?
The Justice Department says that Cargill, Sanderson Farms, this other small data consulting firm, and Wayne Farms, a subsidiary of Continental Grain, for decades essentially shared information about wages and benefits in a way that held down processing plant workers' pay. And what that means is they allegedly collaborated on compensation decisions by sharing information about wages directly and later through this data consultant survey. The department says that they created this environment that wouldn't allow the plant workers to shop around to different employers and go somewhere else where they might get more wages and benefits because they were all agreeing to keep plant worker pay down.
But the companies have agreed to pay nearly $85 million or so in a settlement. Will the workers see some of that money?
Yeah, they are supposed to. It's $85 million in restitution to the plant workers. So in theory, they would see some of the money. I know this was kind of a key point that the department wanted to get across in giving some of this money back to the workers, if you will. And it also should be noted that this behavior has allegedly gone on for decades. In recent months, though, these companies have had shortages of workers, and plant worker wages have been going up.
So there's another aspect to this whole lawsuit and settlement, and that's a practice the chicken industry has been using for a very long time. It's called tournament pay. What is that?
The tournament system here, it has been a system that's been pretty controversial for many, many years. This is something the Obama administration looked at a decade ago, and a lot of the reforms didn't really go anywhere. It's something they have proposed again to try and get more transparency. But essentially, this is a system where farmers are pitted against their neighbors. In the poultry industry, farmers get into contracts with these companies, right? And essentially, they're almost like babysitters for these chickens. Maybe that's an oversimplification, but they're given chicks, they're provided the feed by the companies, and they grow the chickens to market weight, and then the companies come and pick them up and bring them to the processing plants and are given a new batch of chicks. And how they are paid essentially depends how their performance is compared to one another. So their neighbors are compared on how well they did growing their chicks. So whoever had only 80% of the chicks they were given made it to market, they would be paid less than someone who did a better job raising better quality chickens for one of the big processors.
It's funny that you mentioned competition, because the poultry producers are accused of anti-competitiveness and engaging in some of these conspiracies and other things to reduce competition between them. And then two of them merged. I mean, we're talking about companies that together represent the vast majority of poultry sold in this country, right?
Yeah. So this investigation and settlement comes right on the heels of them being able to close this deal. You know, Cargill has even put in their statement that settling with the Justice Department was worth it so they can go ahead and close their deal and combine Sanderson and Wayne Farms. Sanderson, the third largest chicken producer, Wayne the seventh. So essentially, yes, the chicken industry is more consolidated. I think Justice Department folks or USDA would tell you that by this settlement, they've been able to change the way farmers are paid and have improved the experience for workers, and that maybe that'll have a trickle effect to other companies.
Can you give me the broader takeaway here? In other words, this has been a longstanding investigation by the Department of Justice. They failed in a number of cases, especially when they tried to hold executives accountable for alleged criminal behavior. And there is a settlement here, but on the whole, what does this tell us about the Department of Justice and their ability to hold employers, especially big employers, to account?
Well, it's been a bit mixed. I think that's fair. I mean, They suffered a defeat a couple weeks ago trying to try five chicken company executives for price fixing. It went to three trials, which is very unusual, but they were very persistent on it, and they ended up in acquittal. So that was a pretty big defeat for the DOJ's mission to rein in the meat industry. But this is definitely just kind of another chapter in their saga to try and rein it in some capacity. Whether it's a win for them or not, I think that's hard to say, because the companies would say overall they got this merger done, they got the deal done they wanted, and they don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I think the DOJ is saying this is a big win for workers.
Patrick Thomas is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.